Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
And we are back, our one night devoted to the palynoscopy here on Air America Radio. Yeah, we're doing it today, so we don't have to do it anymore. Now, we started off the program with Richard Kim, senior editor at The Nation magazine, who is one of the co-editors of Going Rouge, An American Nightmare, the sort of response book to Sarah Palin's book that hits stores tomorrow. And joining us now is a woman who, she'd been doing great work before we ever knew of Sarah Palin, but the rest of us got to know Shannon Moore really because of Sarah Palin. So, hi, Shannon. Thanks for joining us again tonight on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah. So, I guess in a weird way, you've got to be thankful for Sarah Palin.
You know, in so many ways, I've known Sarah for a long time. I've interviewed her multiple times, and of course, you know, watched her sort of coming up through the mayorship and then becoming governor and all that entailed. And it's funny because after the first time I was on Keith Olbermann, I had this long lost cousin find me. It was hysterical. Like I always wondered what happened to her. You know, she's I think she's in her 40s now, and I was like, whatever happened to her? There was a messy divorce, and she found me thanks to Sarah Palin. So that just started my whole thank you, Sarah Palin.
Very cool. Now, the book that I mentioned is a collection of essays from different people, from John Nichols from The Nation, Max Blumenthal, one of my favorite authors who I know you had up there in Alaska not too long ago,
right.
And Shannon Moore. You have a piece in there, too, called Letter from the Other Alaska. And I love how you start it. Tell the story, the day that, the morning of McCain's announcement that he had picked her for governor.
Oh, God, it was hysterical. Well, I showed up, I was working on a morning show, and it, you know, it had to be there at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
I remember those days,
Those sort of punishment days. And Sarah was a very frequent caller, and she had called in. I'd been able to interview her about Troopergate, the day that started, and had her on multiple times, sort of, oh, sure, bring it on. I have nothing to hide, you know, all these sort of things. And, you know, I'd come down on her really hard one day about, I don't know, 10 days before she was nominated. I came down really hard on her on the air because she had basically said at a press conference, well, I'm going to take off my governor's hat, and this is how I'm going to vote on a ballot initiative. I was like, did you have a wardrobe malfunction? You don't take off your governor's. And she goes, oh, Shannon, you know I'm not very PC. We had this, you know, people were like, you're being really hard on her. And she said on the air, well, Shannon's a lot of things, but she's not disingenuous. You know, she lets me know what she thinks. She's fair, which, you know, that's a clip I should probably play a lot now. But,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, she called in that morning, and there was all this hype at the station. I was met at the door, and they're like, did you hear? And I'm like, did I hear what? I heard coffee dripping. I got up. And they said, well, she's going to be the VP nomination. I was like, yeah, right. You guys are on crack. I thought they were just totally jacking around with me. I was like, this is insane. And so we're on the air, and we're talking about it. And I was like, this is – and she called in. And it was right before she walked on stage, and she said, you know, today is a great day for Alaska and Alaskans. And I went, you accepted? like if she would have called in and said, I'm going to be, you know, doing surgery in Indonesia of cleft palate children, I think that's a good cause. I just don't think she's qualified.
Right.
I would have been like, you can't do surgery on children that are already having issues. Are you mad? And I felt the exact same way. And I was like, and as soon as she hung up pretty quickly after that and walked onto the stage, and, you know, we'd just gotten off the air with her, and then we see her walking on the stage.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And, you know, it was pretty, it was
surreal.
Really surreal. And at the same time, it was like within 10 hours, it was like reporters and McCain vetters came in like stormtroopers to Alaska and basically turned the place upside down.
Oh, I bet. I bet nothing was the same since.
But no, because it really, honestly, this is the gripe that everyone has in Alaska, regardless of party, regardless of what they think about Sarah. It used to be, and Alaskans travel more than anybody, I think. You have to, otherwise you'll go mad. But everywhere you go in the world, people are like, oh, you're from Alaska. And they would have some sort of Jack London meets Northern Exposure meets Deadliest Catch questions. And now the question is one question. Do you know Sarah Palin? I'm like, yeah, she tried to sue me once. Kind of sucked.
Well, let's talk about that. Shannon Moore is with us because that's the last time you and I spoke was when she threatened to sue you.
Right.
Anything ever come of that?
No, of course not. I knew it. She was, and ironically, she wanted me to sit down and shut up, which is what she keeps saying that she won't do.
Right.
And I will if she will. That's my deal. But it was this four-page on the 4th of July letter that she – actually, it was never delivered to me. It was sent to about, I don't know, 2,500, 3,000 people in the press that named me specifically. And it came on the heels of her saying that she had been run out of the governorship, basically. And, you know, when she came back off of the campaign trail, I was really on her heels because she had a lot to make up for. And – I stayed on her, and so did a lot of other Alaskan bloggers. In fact, they all came over to my house today, and we watched the Oprah show, which was hilarious. And, you know, no, nothing ever came of it. In fact, I did contact her attorney and said, you know, I've got a lot of attorneys that want to represent me. Can you let me know what's going on? They would really like to depose Sarah about her character. He didn't respond.
No, I guess not. So what did you think of her appearance on Oprah today? I think it looks like she's got somebody working with her because she seemed a lot more polished than her last go-round of interviews.
Well, I think it was really interesting. I wanted to see Oprah, like, actually ask her some questions, you know. Do you remember that book, A Million Little Pieces, when she was tricked?
Yes.
By, what was his name, Fry, I think it was,
yes,
his last name.
Right.
And, you know, she brought him back on. She was like, well, you totally duped the readers, and you know, you're dishonest, or whatever. I kind of thought maybe she'd blow
through. I was waiting for something like that, too, and I thought it was a pretty softball interview.
Well, I thought there wasn't a lot of research done there at all. I mean, there were so many things that she could have said, well, wait a minute, that's just simply not true.
Mm-hmm.
I actually put up on my website the interview that she had done. Well, there was a group of sort of outtakes from the Oprah show that was like totally just stuff that they didn't put in the show. And one of the things was, how did you tell your family? And it was completely contradictory to how she explained it in great detail to Sean Hannity last year.
Huh. Yeah, so even, you know, the members, the people from the McCain campaign are saying that this book is just filled with lies, and that's why the AP is doing the fact-checking, because there have been a lot of allegations from people who are referenced in the book that it's just not true.
Well, she's going on things like, she's still defending the bridge to nowhere. She is. She came up and said that she wasn't really one of the people that was for aerial wolf hunting, which is complete crap. I've been fighting her for 3 years on it before she was even, you know, in the hot seat there with McCain.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a total proponent for it. She put aside over $400,000 to go and sort of evangelize the Alaskans on why it was a good idea to shoot, you know, wolves out of airplanes. Things like she took credit for this, like, fabulous decision by the U.S. Supreme Court when it came to the Exxon v. Baker case,
right,
from the Exxon oil spill. It was a horrible decision. We got 10 cents on the dollar after 20 years, and they're still fighting over interest.
It is horrible. In fact, you have a great piece on Huffington Post today called Sarah's Oily Lies Drip from the Pages of Going Rogue. And it is a travesty what happened there. And then you mentioned that in the piece that the day, I don't remember what the event was, but she, when something happened, she was in Texas cutting another deal with Exxon.
That was the day that she came out. The day before that, she had come out about David Letterman saying,
right,
you know, and then her Meg Stapleton, who is her little, like, scary, scary person, came out and said, you know, we've got to worry about keeping David Letterman away from her daughters, like he's a pedophile or something. I mean, it was this total crazy sideshow. And what was really happening was she was signing a deal with Exxon for the gas line in Alaska, which Alaska has already set aside $500 million, the same amount of money that Exxon has to pay us. Now we've got to pay them to induce them to build a gas line. It is, and it's going to fail.
It's terrible. And I know you referenced that Greg Palast was on your show the day the Supreme Court ruling came down about the Exxon Valdez. And Greg Palast did some great reporting on it. And what happened up there from that spill is just... is criminal. I mean, when I was a kid, just as an aside, my father had bought us, me and my sister, some stocks. And I had stock in Exxon. And after the, it wasn't that much, but I think I was in college at the time. And after the spill, I said, I don't want this stock. And I sold it. If I had held on to it, it'd probably be worth a lot of money now. But that, but so she seems to say one thing and do another. So Shannon Moore, what do you think, what do you think she's up to now? Does she want a TV show or does she want to be president?
Well, you know, I've been asked this a lot, and she's not a super predictable person other than pick the most irrational thing possible, and then that's what she's going to do. But in looking at her history and having read a lot of Going Rogue that's been, you know, PDF emailed to me, I'm looking at it, and it really seems like from what I'm reading her say and looking at her history, when she came into Wasilla and wanted to be mayor, she basically attacked a Republican incumbent and destroyed him, saying after she beat him that she was the only Christian, oh, she was the first Christian candidate there, you know, whereas, you know, made him sound like he was Jewish, questioned the fact that he was married to his wife because his wife kept her last name, all this sort of weird evangelical sort of, under, like, if you really love Jesus, you'll vote for me kind of stuff. And then she did that in her hometown, which, you know, in small town like Wasilla or the town I'm from, Homer, Alaska, it's just, you can't, when you do that, it's just ripping, it's rendering what happens. And then, you know, she went on, she had serious vendettas with the senator, Lyda Green, from her state, from her district, who's also a Republican, who was the president of the Senate. And that was just an ugly fight from day one. I mean, just ugly. And then when she took on for governor, she took on an incumbent Republican, Senator Murkowski, who wasn't particularly popular by any stretch of the imagination. But at the Republican picnic, her supporters pulled out their signs, which they weren't no one was supposed to be, like, candidate-friendly. It was all party-friendly. And there ended up to be a fight. So she has this, like, remarkable way of going into her own party and shredding it. And so knowing that history of her and
seeing
what
happened, she did in New York 23rd.
Exactly. What happened in New York 23, I was like, holy cow, that is exactly. And Lyda Green, the senator I spoke of earlier, she said, Sarah destroyed my party in my town, my district, and my state, and she will do it to the country. She said this to me a year ago during the Troopergate hearings and the subpoena hearings. And so I really kept those words sort of close in my mind and sort of paid attention. New York 23 definitely did that. But what was interesting and an interesting twist to it was that she basically went in with a third party candidate and endorsed him, the conservative candidate.
Right.
And so and after reading this book, which is really about, look, if John McCain's campaign people had just let me be myself, we would have won.
Yeah.
It's all their fault because they didn't let me be me, and now I'm me. And, you know, now I'm a winner or whatever. So I'm really, like, I was reading it very differently. It wasn't what I expected, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Sarah Palin had a third party in mind. I don't know if we call them the Palinistas or what. you know, and she may decide that she wants to run against another Murkowski, Lisa Murkowski, for Senate here.
Oh, boy.
Well. And I don't know what we'll do if she decides to do that. I think she'd be very, very hard pressed to win because her popularity in Alaska is just so low.
Right. Well, that's why she seems to be more popular on the national stage than in Alaska.
She's not doing a book tour here.
How interesting.
Know?
No, and her book tour seems to be going along the lines of, you know, where a presidential primary would go.
Right. Well, she's going to places like Roanoke, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I've spent some time there. My parents have a home in Virginia as well as Alaska, and it's very, you know, that sort of part of the state's very red. And so I'm looking at her sort of stops, but yeah, she's not coming to Alaska, and, you know, just weird things like she didn't footnote her book at all, but she footnotes her Facebook posting. I mean, that's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's just mavericky or just wrong. But
yeah. Shannon Moore, one more question I want to ask you, which is, in your essay, in Going Rouge, an American nightmare. It's called Letter from the Other Alaska. You really talk about the state of Alaska, and you paint a beautiful picture of it. And as you mentioned just when we spoke a few minutes ago, that now when people ask about Alaska, it used to be that ask about northern exposure or some other thing. Now it's about Sarah Palin. What do you want people to know about Alaska? You were born there and raised there, and you obviously love it there.
I do. It's really great. It's just sort of, you know, I love to travel, but it's just such a magic place to come back to. It's the last wild place. Mm. And I think, you know, I have to remind a lot of Alaskans, because so many people, you know, come here, work for a few years and leave. I mean, you've got to re-educate the public every so often, is that Alaska has one of the richest progressive histories of any state in the Union. And right now we're like this sort of like crazy rapture-watching state in the eyes of other people, and that's simply not true. You know, we have one of the finest constitutions. We have this great historical, you know, of women had the right to vote before they did in America. Native Alaskans had the right to vote. We had decriminalized abortion before Roe v. Wade. Mm. Pot was legal, you know, still is. So, I mean, they're like, not, that's not a shout out for all the, you know, 420s to move up here, but there's that on a historical basis that, right. You know, we were really protested to become a state because they didn't want another liberal state in the Union.
Wow.
So the compromise was Hawaii, because Hawaii would be conservative. So there's that on a historical basis. So don't view us all as like, you know, the last time Alaska was, it was the Ice Age. It wasn't that long ago, but, and going forward is, that Alaska has these issues here, that we don't have enough human beings here. You know, we've got 650,000 people here to really go up against the corporatization of Alaska, whether it be oil, which has been really difficult. I mean, you come in, you buy a legislature, which people, we have legislators in jail right now who sold their votes to oil.
Right.
And then we've got the largest open pit mine ever proposed in North America. They've proposed for Bristol Bay, which is called Pebble Mine. I've written a lot about it. But that issue, I mean, 60 million fish returned to Bristol Bay with no salmon enhancement, no hatcheries, no aid at all. They come back. It's like 40% of the country's fish are wild and in Alaska in this one area. And so we're fighting a Canadian mining company right now, and it's really difficult.
Oh boy! Sarah, Shannon, we're going to have to pick this up another time, because I'm way late. I got to run. But thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon. Shannon Moore, find her at shannonmoore.com, and in Going Rouge. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.